Hello and welcome to the Decorum Talking Newspaper for the week ending Saturday the 5th of October 2025. This is Andrew and your other readers are Jane, Graham and Jean. We are Team 4. Now I edited this week's edition as Mary, our regular editor, is away and I have to say I have a new respect for the work that our editors do. So shout out to Mary and the other editors. Thank you very much. This week, Team 4 is sponsored by Neptune Heating and Plumbing. Whatever heating and plumbing needs you may have, speak to Neptune, the heating and plumbing experts. You can call them on 737 916. Our news items are taken from the Hemel Hempstead, Berkhamsted and Tring Gazette and Express newspaper. All telephone numbers are on the local code of 01442, unless stated otherwise. This week, the headlines are: former police officer jailed for rapes, Hemel Health Campus would bring hospital services together, and retail giant opening new store at Hemel, creating 40 jobs. These and other stories follow. Here is the news.
Hello, this is Jane. A sacked police officer from Hemel Hempstead has been sent to jail after he was found guilty of raping two women. Jake Cummings was sentenced to 16 years in prison at a St Albans Crown Court hearing on Monday, September 22nd. His charges relate to a trial held earlier this year, where Cummings, who previously served as a Metropolitan Police officer, was found guilty of raping two women. Cummings was also convicted of three counts of coercive controlling behaviour, two counts of voyeurism, and three counts of stalking in a separate trial held in October 2024. A jury could not reach a conclusion on whether Cummings was guilty of two counts of rape at the end of that trial. Following a subsequent retrial for the two rape offences in July 2025, Cummings was found guilty of two counts of rape. Last Monday, he was sentenced to 16 years running concurrently. He was also given an extended sentence on licence for a further 2 years. He was given a sexual harm prevention order and barred from working with children. Neil Vaughan of the Crown Prosecution Service said, "Jake Cummings thought he was above the law, but his convictions prove otherwise. These women did not know one another, but together they painted a compelling picture which laid bare the vile pattern of abuse inflicted by Cummings. We worked closely with Hertfordshire Police following a complex investigation which highlighted the dark reality of domestic abuse. We hope his convictions reiterate the clear message that the CPS will relentlessly pursue justice for victims of rape and serious sexual offences. The investigation into his offending began when a victim made a report in February 2024. Following media attention about the case, a second victim came forward later that same month, following the charge and remand of Cummings."
Hello, I'm Graham. Continuing on, officers identified a third victim through the download of Cummings's mobile device in April 2024. All three women had been in separate relationships with Jake Cummings across a period of over 4 years. When sentencing the former police officer, Judge Bilal Siddiqui said, "Your relationships with all three women involved extensive, coercive, manipulating behaviour. You, Cummings, used your position as a police officer to control your victims. This was anything but impulsive behaviour. The totality of your offending demonstrates you don't take no for an answer from women. You were a serving police officer. Your offending must have been abundantly obvious to you." Victim impact statements were read out in court. One said, "It has had a significant psychological toll on me. I struggle to go out alone even now. I have to be on the phone to someone. I can't walk the dog on my own anymore. I lock the car doors when I'm driving." Another said, "He, Cummings, made me feel awful on a daily basis. I didn't have a say in my own life. We did everything he wanted to do. I didn't get a choice in what we did. I was told what to do constantly." A third victim said, "I didn't feel like I could leave. I felt trapped. Every morning I would dread waking up. I felt helpless as I lost all autonomy and control over my life. He dictated everything for me." Detective Inspector Dale Mepstead from the Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Major Crime Unit said, "I am pleased to see that Cummings, a domestic abuse predator, has been brought to justice. The impact that his offending has had on his victims will live with them forever. I commend all three of them for their courageousness in coming forward and assisting us with our investigation.
Hello, this is Jean. A purpose-built health campus in Hemel Hempstead would bring together services carried out at the hospital, a health official told councillors, despite worries about its smaller size. Members of Herts County Council's Health Scrutiny Committee met on September the 19th, where plans for the proposed health site were discussed. A map showed the proposed building in Market Square, which councillors pointed out was noticeably smaller than the existing hospital plot. But an official from West Herts NHS Trust explained that the new building would cover 8,000 square metres, representing quite a bit of healthcare real estate. Members were also told 40% of the existing hospital site is not used, with services spread over multiple buildings while part of the site has fallen into disrepair. A strategic document outlining options for the health campus is expected to be completed by the end of the year. Sheena Phillips, HCC's Programme Director for Hemel Health Campus, wrote a report to councillors outlining the options for the proposed medical facility, which will be situated in Market Square. The report stated, "The new health facility will aim to provide the health and well-being of residents in the Decorum area and beyond, with a focus on outpatient, diagnostic and other care services. It will seek to bring together local hospital, GP, pharmacy, community physical and mental health, social care and wellbeing services to provide joined-up, patient-centred care."
And to conclude that story, the report explained that Decorum Borough Council previously carried out a feasibility study for a new health centre in Hemel Hempstead as an alternative to redeveloping the hospital. After the Borough Council's study made positive findings, West Herts NHS Trust and Herts and West Essex Integrated Care Board, ICB, came on board to support the scheme. The three organisations have jointly commissioned a Strategic Outlined Case, or SOC, to be completed by the end of 2025. Toby Hyde, Chief Strategy and Collaboration Officer at West Herts NHS Trust, said, "I absolutely understand concerns around car parking. I think we know how important that is to local residents. We're working very closely with Decorum Borough Council to undertake the modelling required to make sure that is built into any future proposals." Responding to a question about IT technology, Mr. Hyde said, "I think the point on data systems in the NHS not talking to each other is really well made. We're very conscious of that." Mr. Hyde added that a data and digital meeting was taking place that very morning to discuss technological solutions.
A major retailer has opened a clothing store at a Hemel Hempstead retail park. Next has confirmed it is opening a new store at Apsley Mills Retail Park and says the move has created 40 jobs. It opened its doors to the public for the first time on Wednesday and is located at a 12,000 square foot unit at the shopping site. Next has confirmed the new store has women's wear, men's wear, kids' wear and home fragrance areas within the venue, as well as a Costa Coffee concession. Tim Martin, store manager, said, "We're super excited to open a second store in Hemel Hempstead, showcasing our fantastic new shop fit. We aim to give a smooth, hassle-free shopping experience for both our online and in-store customers to love. With this store, our aim is to have something to offer for all, and this really shows with our beautiful stock package across all departments. We can't wait to welcome you all." Next has also announced that the new store will include online pickups and a returns area. It will be formally opened via a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and customers are advised that launch day offerings, including scratch card discounts, have been arranged. Plus, the first 75 customers through the doors will receive free goodie bags. Currently, Hemel Hempstead is served by an existing Next store in the Riverside Shopping Centre. Next PLC has recently posted an increase in its sales marking the first half of the 2025 financial year, but its shares slipped during the same period.
A woman from Hemel Hempstead who worked at a children's nursery operating sites in Hertfordshire and Bucks has been charged with child sexual offences. Sarah Lancashire, aged 20, of Datchworth Turn in Hemel Hempstead, has been charged with one count of sexual assault of a child, three counts of distributing indecent images of a child, three counts of making indecent images of a child, and four counts of publishing an obscene article via a chat application. Lancashire appeared at Hatfield Magistrates Court on Wednesday, September 17th, and was remanded into custody to appear at St Albans Crown Court on Wednesday, October 15th. Detective Chief Inspector James Howarth from Hertfordshire Constabulary's Public Protection Command said the force recognises how distressing the news is for the community, but he has urged people not to jeopardise the integrity of the police investigation and future court proceedings by sharing information or speculation online. He also said parents would be contacted directly as part of the force's inquiries. We recognise that this news will be deeply distressing for many people in the community, Detective Chief Inspector Howe said on Hearts Police's Facebook page. Please be assured that this investigation is being handled with the utmost seriousness and sensitivity. We're working closely with the nursery involved and will be contacting parents and guardians directly as part of our inquiries. Hertfordshire Constabulary is firmly committed to conducting all investigations to the highest standards of professionalism. The safety and well-being of children remains our absolute priority, and we are dedicating resources to ensure every aspect of this case is managed with care and diligence.
A woman in her 80s was rushed to hospital after she was involved in a collision in Hemel Hempstead. On Friday at around 10:20 a.m, a collision involving two pedestrians and a Ford Focus took place at Queen's Square in Adeyfield, outside Pruden's Bakery. Hertfordshire Constabulary has confirmed the two pedestrians were women in their 50s and 80s. An air ambulance helicopter was sent to the scene to rush the woman in her 80s to hospital. It has also been confirmed by the police force that the woman remains in hospital with what has been described as serious injuries. Detective Sergeant Shona Birkby from the Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Road Policing Unit said, "I'm asking anyone who was in the area at the time of the collision to please contact police if you witnessed this incident. If you have dash cam footage that could assist the investigation, please upload it at hearts.police.uk/dashcamupload. Information can be reported to the police force by making an online report, via its web chat service, or by calling the non-emergency number 101 and quoting OP Ensign.
David Taylor, MP for Hemel Hempstead, has called on the newly appointed Home Office Minister, Sarah Jones, to support his campaign to reopen the public-facing front desk at Hemel Hempstead Police Station. This took place during Home Office questions in the House of Commons. He said, "Time and time again, residents have called for the reinstatement of the Hemel Police Station front desk, which vanished under the last government amid major Tory police cuts. Raising this with the Minister is just one action I am taking, and I look forward to working cooperatively with all local stakeholders to make this happen." Mr. Taylor also pointed to his experience on the Crime and Policing Bill Committee, where he scrutinised national legislation to strengthen community safety. He welcomed the investment already being made by the Labour government to recruit additional police officers, underlining that accessible local policing facilities must go hand in hand with officer numbers. He added, "I've been out with the police on the beat. They work incredibly hard, and now we need to give them the resources they need to do their job and the public the means to report crime properly."
Now, in its 53rd edition, the Good Beer Guide is the best-selling beer and pub guide, with a foreword from comedian Ed Byrne, alongside consumer features, industry analysis, and a comprehensive guide to hundreds of UK breweries too. The guide is the Campaign for Real Ales Camera seminal publication featuring 4,500 of the UK's best real ale pubs in rural and urban areas. Entries were curated from the highest scoring establishments on What Pub, Camera's public scoring portal. What Pub allows all Camera members to put their local forward for awards and commendations, scoring their visits out of 5 based on beer quality and overall impression of each establishment. The Campaign for Real Ale is thought to be Europe's largest consumer organisation and was founded in 1971 to promote real ale and protect pubs. Decorum entries were submitted by the local Mid Chilterns branch, which represents towns from both Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire. The branch's decorum-based entries are as follows: The Bull, Berkhamsted; The Crown, Berkhamsted; The George Inn, Berkhamsted; The Three Blackbirds, Boxmoor; The Green Dragon, Flaundon; The Full House, Hemel Hempstead; The King's Arms, Tring; The Robin Hood, also Tring. Jared Ward, beer sommelier and chairman of the Mid Chilterns branch, said, "For our branch to contribute to one of the nation's favourite travel guides is a privilege. We are sure of the outstanding quality of our entries, and we can't wait for discerning pub goers to explore the gems in our local. Camera's Good Beer Guide 2026 is out now, available in nationwide bookshops or direct online from the Campaign for Real Ale."
Hemel Hempstead Independent Day School, Abbots Hill, has announced its decision to extend co-educational provision into the senior school, with the first boys being admitted in Year 7 from September 2026. The decision follows the recent introduction of boys into the prep school last month, alongside rising demand from families of boys who are interested in an Abbots Hill education. The transition to co-education will be a gradual process, inviting admissions from boys at key entry points who will positively contribute to the school's strong culture, values and ethos. Sharon Shansheaf, head of Abbots Hill School, commented, "Since welcoming the first boys into our prep school this September, we have already received a growing number of inquiries from families who are looking for a co-educational environment for their son. This has further reinforced our belief that this is the right step for our school. Moving towards co-education also offers many future benefits in terms of preserving the stability, values, warmth and individuality that makes Abbots Hill so special. With good capacity at the school for additional pupils, the school has already made adjustments to its facilities to ensure that both toilets and changing rooms for all genders are available. By gently increasing the population of the school, Abbots Hill will continue to invest further in its on-site facilities while continuing to offer a rich array of academic subjects for children of all abilities. I am very excited to be leading Abbots Hill at this stage of its development, and I am confident that these changes will enrich our community and secure the school's success in the years ahead," added Ms. Shansheaf.
Decorum Borough Council has confirmed that 3 of its social housing projects are up for national awards. Last Tuesday, the authority confirmed that 3 of its housing developments are up for Inside Housing Development Awards 2025. 2 projects have been shortlisted at the National Awards Best Affordable Housing Development category. This category is for projects which cost between £10 and £20 million. These are the 2 Decorum Borough Council projects that were shortlisted: St Margaret's Way in Leverstock Green, which marks the completion of the Council's 500th Council home, was completed in May. The development of 46 new homes for social rent includes a mix of 1 and 2 bedroom flats and 2 and 3 bedroom houses. Mount Vatton View in Hemel Hempstead, which provides 58 homes to tenants at social rent, was completed in February. Earlier this year, it won the Gold Award for Best New Housing Development in the Hertfordshire Building Control Awards 2025 and was named Residential Project of the Year in the Hearts and Beds Construction Excellence Awards. The Randalls Ride development, which marked the completion of the Council's 400th Council home, is a finalist in the category of Best Affordable Housing Development, costing between £5 and £10 million. Decorum Borough Council Director Natasha Beresford said, "We're incredibly proud to have been shortlisted in the National Housing Awards for three of our developments. It's a real testament to the hard work and dedication of our housing development team and our commitment to delivering high-quality, sustainable homes that meet the needs of our residents. Winners will be announced at the ceremony in London on November the 25th.
Victoria Collins, MP for Harpenden and Berkhamsted, has called for cigarette-style health warnings on social media apps and a doom-scrolling cap for young people as part of a comprehensive new plan to protect under-18s from addictive algorithms on social media. It comes as new polling commissioned by the party has revealed 8 in 10, or 80%, of parents of school-aged children report negative behaviours in their child due to excessive phone usage, including skipping meals, 18%, having difficulty sleeping, 28%, or reporting physical discomfort such as eye strain or headaches, 13%. In a speech to the party's autumn conference, Liberal Democrat science and technology spokesperson Victoria Collins, MP, launched what she says is the most ambitious policy plan of any party to protect children from addictive social media platforms and the mental health epidemic they are causing. The moves include proposals for a doom-scrolling cap, which would end the infinite scroll feature on short-form online platforms for young people, limiting the amount of time for which children are pushed TikTok-style video content for 2 to 2 hours, and health alerts on social media platforms for under-18s. Similar health warnings were mooted by previous US Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, who served under Barack Obama and Joe Biden last year. The proposed health warnings would refer users under 18 to research suggesting that extended exposure to online content is strongly correlated with a higher risk of mental health conditions such as anxiety and depression and sleep disorders after a certain amount of social media usage. The calls come after responses by young people in Harpenden and Berkhamsted, surveyed by the Liberal Democrat science and technology spokesperson, show many feel more needs to be done to change the ease with which addictive short-term online content can be accessed by young people. One sixth former said that social media is as addictive as a drug, and I feel the negative effects of my addiction every day.
Another simply wrote, "Help, I can't stop." On smoking-style health warnings, Ms. Collins said, "If we are going to take on this multi-billion pound industry, we need to be brave. We have long recognised that where online content poses a threat to public health, we need to know. That's why I'm calling today for addictive social media apps to come with mandatory health warnings for under-18s. Just like cigarettes or alcohol, these addictive products carry well-documented risks, especially for young people. The evidence is clear that excessive use of these apps exposes children to mental health issues, to anxiety, sleep disruption, and to real harm to attention spans. Don't they deserve to know that? Clear labelling spelling out those health risks wouldn't stop young people engaging with social media, it wouldn't stop them engaging with their community or connecting with friends online, but it would ensure they go into the experience with their eyes open to the risks and with enough information to make a change. When we pick up a pack of cigarettes or a bottle of wine, we expect to be told about the harm those products will pose to our health. So why is social media, the key driver of a crisis in young people's mental health, any different? On a doom-scrolling ban, she said, "This is a government that makes noise about online safety, but consistently fails to deliver." Peter Kyle, until recently the science secretary, has mooted time caps or curfews on addictive social apps, but moves on to another department, leaving behind a record of failure. The government must finally deliver and introduce a doom scroll ban that caps the amount of time children can spend on these addictive apps.
As National Recycle Week 2025 came to a close, Community Action Decorum, CAD, urge residents to look beyond the recycling bin and embrace the power of repair, reuse and borrowing to help protect the environment and strengthen local networks. The annual Recycle Now campaign ran from the 22nd to the 28th of September, focusing on the theme Rescue Me, Recycle, encouraging people to recognise that commonly wasted items can be given a second life. Community Action Decorum demonstrates this ethos daily through three key services focused on communities, employability and well-being. The Repair Shed, Mending Goods and Minds. One of the charity's most hands-on initiatives is the Repair Shed, which actively contributes to the repair element of sustainability by extending the life of household goods. Library of Things, Borrowing Benefits the Borough. Alongside repairing items, Community Action Decorum is promoting resource reduction through its Library of Things. The Library of Things is a service where residents can rent useful household items. This model of borrowing instead of buying offers immense environmental benefits by reducing unnecessary consumption. The service also provides practical convenience, eliminating the need for residents to buy, store and maintain hundreds of items in their home. Digital reuse saves enough carbon to fly around the world 30 times. While repair sheds tackle physical items, the Staying Connected project demonstrates large-scale reuse by preventing valuable technology from becoming e-waste. This county-wide initiative addresses the digital divide by gifting IT equipment to residents alongside guidance and connectivity support. To learn more about the Repair Shed, the Library of Things, or to explore volunteering opportunities, contact Community Action Decorum. Telephone 253 935, email info@communityactiondecorum.org.uk, or visit 48 High Street, Hemel Hempstead, Hearts, HP1 3AF.
Broadfield Academy, Hemel Hempstead, has launched a brand new road safety initiative, Safe Steps. The aim of this campaign is to keep their school and wider community safe on the way to and from school by raising awareness and creating a healthier and safer environment. Safe Steps was introduced to their children at school last week through a creative chalk art activity. The children enjoyed colouring in professional road safety themed drawings, reinforcing the key messages of the campaign in a fun and meaningful way. To encourage discussions at home, they were all given a Safe Step sticker designed to prompt conversations about safe and sustainable travel with parents and carers. Principal Rebecca Bagley said, "Our Safe Steps campaign is an exciting opportunity for us to work together as a community to protect our children and environment. By encouraging small changes in the way we travel to school, we can make a big difference to the safety and well-being of everyone." For more information about the Safe Steps campaign or to get involved, please contact admin@broadfieldacademy.org.uk.
Two brothers, originally from near Hemel Hempstead, have been at the heart of a fundraising challenge that has raised more than £2,500 for a specialist autism charity. Jude Geldart, who grew up in Hertfordshire, set off from Düsseldorf on Friday, the 19th of September, with friends Theo and Seb to begin a cycle ride in aid of Prior's Court, the Berkshire-based charity which has supported his younger brother Felix, who's 20, for almost a decade. And on Tuesday, the 23rd of September, Jude and Seb completed the 649-kilometre ride to Berlin, while Theo, who had to leave the journey partway through, supported the team in the early stages. The cyclists smashed through their £1,000 fundraising target to support Prior Court's sensory appeal, which will fund the refurbishment of its multisensory building. The facility plays a vital role in supporting autistic young people with severe learning difficulties by reducing anxiety, promoting self-regulation, and providing essential sensory input. Jude, originally from Berkhamsted, said, "It was tough both physically and in terms of the organisation. On a couple of occasions, we had to cycle at night to make sure we reached our next stop and that required a lot of focus. It felt brilliant to get to the end, but it's also been a wonderful journey that I really enjoyed. I feel great and really proud of the achievement. Above all, I want to thank Prior's Court for everything they have done to support my brother throughout his development. Felix first joined Prior's Court at the age of 11. At that time, he struggled with communication and daily routines, but over the years has made significant progress thanks to the specialist support he receives there. Donations are still being taken via justgiving.com, and the address is justgiving.com/page/Prior's Court Cycle Challenge, which is all one word.
Now we come to the information slot, including what's on, after which there's more news and football news. We would normally include the obituaries, but there aren't any in this week's Gazette.
What's on? Theatre, Old Town Hall, Hemel. Looking for me, friend? The music of Victoria Wood, Old Town Hall, Hemel Hempstead, October 4th. Celebrate the music of the late comedy genius and national treasure with an evening of pure joy filled with Victoria's most loved songs. The show is written and performed by Paulus, described by The Stage as King of Cabaret and a star of the BBC show All Together Now, and is directed by multi-award-winning cabaret artist Sarah Louise Young, known for her acclaimed An Evening Without Kate Bush. Songs featured include It Would Never Have Worked, Reincarnation, and of course the classic ballad of Barry and Frieda, Let's Do It. The acclaimed pianist Michael Ralston, Fascinating Aida, joins Paulus on stage. Call 228091 or visit oldtownhall.co.uk to book. Third Class, Old Town Hall, Hemel Hempstead, October 8th. The one-man play revives the true story of a young gay English man, Edward Dorking, who was packed off on the Titanic to be corrected by his American relatives and ended up surviving the sinking with extraordinary results. Call 228091 to book.
And at the Denby Theatre in Tring on Wednesday the 8th of October at 8 p.m, Get Stuffed Comedy Club presents Jack Skipper's 2025 tour Skint, rearranged from the 26th of September. Tickets cost £18 online at denbytheatre.org. And on Friday the 10th of October at 7:30, from Handle With Care Productions, The Unravelling Wilburys. Tickets are £19.50 online at denbytheatre.org. And at the Milton Keynes Theatre on Saturday the 4th of October at 7 o'clock, Fisherman's Friend in Concert. Tickets from £43.21 plus a handling fee online at atgtickets.com. And on Sunday the 5th of October at 8 p.m, Comedy Cow presents October's Prime Cut, an age guidance of 18+. Tickets are from £26.95 plus a handling fee online at atgtickets.com. On Tuesday the 7th and Wednesday the 8th of October at 7:30, stand-up comedy Stuart Lee versus the Man Wolf. Tickets from £29.92 online at atgtickets.com. And on Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of October at 7:30, Dance Consortium presents Cirque Eloise, ID Reloaded. Tickets from £15 plus a handling fee online at atgtickets.com.
And also on stage at the Alban Arena, you can see Sandy Toksvig in Friends of Dorothy at the Alban Arena, St Albans, on October the 8th. The show's packed with fascinating stories, a lively Q&A, and the much-contested Cleverest Person in the Room game. You can call to book 01727 844 488.
And cinema. Films at Cineworld, Hemel Hempstead this week include Taylor Swift, release party of a showgirl, certificate to be confirmed. One battle after another, certificate 15, action. The Strangers, chapter 2, certificate 15, horror. Dead of Winter, certificate 15, drama. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, certificate PG, comedy drama. The Bad Guys, 2, certificate PG, action animation. The Conjuring, Last Rites, certificate 15, horror. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba Infinity Castle, certificate 15, action animation, subtitled. The Long Walk, certificate 15, drama. The Roses, certificate 15, comedy. The Smashing Machine, certificate 15, drama. Him, certificate 18, horror. Avatar, The Way of Water, 2025 reissue, in 3D, certificate 12A, action. GoldenEye, 30th anniversary re-release, certificate 15, action. All popular films are provided to cinemas with an audio description track. Please mention your requirements at the time of booking.
More news. Hertfordshire County Council has confirmed its gritters are preparing for winter weather as we enter October. On Wednesday, 1st of October, the authority confirmed its winter road service has been launched to ensure routes are as safe as possible while temperatures drop. A spokesperson for Hertfordshire County Council said, from now until spring, the council's gritting crews will be on standby 24/7, treating almost 1,500 miles of priority roads whenever icy conditions are forecast. Salt stocks have been replenished, vehicles fully serviced, and drivers trained and ready. Councillor Stephen Giles Medhurst said, our winter service is about keeping Hertfordshire safe and moving. We monitor weather conditions around the clock, and our dedicated teams are ready to grit whenever it's needed. I'd like to thank our staff who often work through the night in challenging conditions to keep roads open. The council has a series of precautionary routes which are gritted when there are extended periods of icy conditions. Hertfordshire County Council says these are typically routes to hospitals, GP surgeries and emergency service routes. Railway stations and transport centres are also prioritised.
The Range has been hit with a whopping fine of over £66,000 and nearly £16,000 in costs and victim surcharge for a rat infestation at its popular Hemel Hempstead store after pleading guilty to failing to comply with food hygiene legislation. CDS Superstores International Limited, trading as The Range, was fined £66,666 at Luton Magistrates Court on the 25th of September 2025 after pleading guilty to failing to comply with food hygiene legislation. It was also ordered to pay costs and a victim surcharge totalling £15,973. Complaints from staff and customers about rats inside the store at Apley Mills Retail Park were first received in autumn 2023.
The growing number of electric vehicle charging points available for public use in Hertfordshire has been highlighted in a County Council report. According to the Council's Local Transport Plan Progress Report 2024-25, there are now 1,636 public charging points in the county. And, says the report, the County Council, alongside District and Borough Councils, has drawn up a long list of further potential sites. The Progress Report highlights the Local Electric Vehicle Infrastructure, LEVI, grant, which it says enables councils to work with the charge point operators to increase provision. The ongoing work to increase the number of EV charging points in the county has been welcomed by the council's executive member for Environment, Transport and Growth, Councillor Paul Zukowski. He says that they're now an essential component in the same way that filling stations are essential for drivers of petrol or diesel cars. And the increase in EV charging points, he says, will support demand and, by addressing such issues as range anxiety, may encourage the switch to electric vehicles. There are lots of people who need EV charging points, he told the local Democracy Reporting Service, and we're working hard to get even more. The more convenient we make it for people, the more likely people are to switch to EVs.
Hemel Hempstead brand and marketing agency Creative Stripes has been honoured with the Gold Award for Best Enterprising Business at the SME Hertfordshire Business Awards, marking an exceptional second consecutive year of recognition. Celebrating industrious, hard-working and enterprising businesses nationwide, Creative Stripes received the accolade for its entrepreneurial, multifaceted approach to marketing, innovation and commitment to giving back to the business community. As well as their award-winning agency work, growing businesses through solid strategy and creative design solutions, Creative Stripes is also home to Mapper Cards, a series of visual planning aids designed for neurodiverse and visually oriented individuals. The brainchild of Creative Stripes founder, Lydia Berman, Mapper Cards are affordable visual planning aids born from Lydia's personal experience with dyslexia and ADHD. Covering a range of business topics, including social media, marketing, ideas development, and website planning, they are dyslexia-friendly and particularly suited to neurodiverse minds, who often find visual and physical content easier to retain and digest than intangible digital content. In addition to Mapper Cards, Lydia also launched the Support Hub Directory, a unique centralized platform designed to simplify finding disability-friendly equipment, support, software, and hardware. Having personally struggled to find vital resources while a recipient of the Access to Work grant, Lydia recognized the urgent need for a single comprehensive directory. Launched in December 2024, the platform connects users with Access to Work support, providers and organisations offering products and services for a wide range of disabilities. It has already received wide endorsement from both charities and businesses. Lydia Berman, founder of Creative Stripes, commented, "We're honoured to win gold for best in enterprising business for the second year running. At Creative Stripes, we're passionate about blending strategy and creativity to deliver real results for our clients, and it's exciting to extend their support even further through initiatives like Mapper Cards and Support Hub Directory." Founded in 2019 by Lydia Berman, an accredited business strategist with over 25 years of industry experience, Creative Stripes helps businesses grow by bringing their brands, products, and services to life through a combination of strategic insight and creative design solutions.
Residents and team members from St Paul's Care Centre in Hemel Hempstead recently completed a 10-kilometre charity walk in Gaybridge Park to raise money for the Alzheimer's Society. The event brought the local community together and raised vital funds for people living with dementia. Two residents joined the St Paul's Activities team for the challenge. The group enjoyed sunshine, fresh air and music from a portable speaker that kept everyone motivated as they walked laps around the park. Supporters stopped to chat, offered words of encouragement and donated generously along the way. The walk took just over 4 hours to complete. Thanks to the kindness of families, friends and members of the public, the team raised £172 for the Alzheimer's Society. This money will help the charity provide support, resources and advice for people living with dementia and their families. Lucy Wright, activities lead at St Paul's Care Centre, shared her thanks. "Thank you to the public we met, to those who donated, my wonderful activities team and of course our residents who got involved. We had such a brilliant day and it means so much to raise money for this important cause. At St Paul's Care Centre, dementia care is at the heart of daily life. The team is dedicated to supporting residents and also offers guidance to families facing the challenges of dementia. Taking part in this charity walk was a chance to raise awareness, connect with the community and show support for everyone affected by Alzheimer's. Donations are still open. Please consider supporting the Alzheimer's Society and helping them continue their essential work. View the Just Giving donation page at justgiving.com/page/Lucy-Wright2025.
And this week in history, on October the 4th, 1958, the first transatlantic passenger jet service began operating. October the 5th, 1974, five people died and 65 were injured when the IRA bombed two pubs in Guildford. On this day last year, arrests were made as tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters gathered in central London ahead of the anniversary of the October the 7th attacks in Israel. The march, which culminated in speeches in Whitehall condemning the government, came across counter-protests at the junction of Kingsway and Aldwych and at the junction of Strand and Trafalgar Square. On October the 6th, 1981, Muslim extremists assassinated Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. October the 7th, 1959, Lunik 3 took the first pictures of the far side of the moon. October the 8th, 1967, the first breathalyzer test in Britain was administered to a motorist in Somerset. On this day last year, water companies were told they would have to take 157.6 million off consumer bills after a damning report revealed they continued to miss targets on pollution, leaks, and customer satisfaction.
And now some local football news. Hemel Hempstead were made to do it all again in the FA Cup after drawing 2-2 at home to Hereford Football Club in their third qualifying round tie on Tuesday. The two sides were due to meet again on Tuesday night in a reply after this week's Gazette had gone to the press. But speaking to the club's media after Saturday's first game, Hemel boss Lee Allinson took heart from his side's display. Miller Matthews-Lewis having scored a late equaliser after Hereford had cancelled out Kyle Ajayi's first half opener. He said, "I thought it was a great game. It was competitive and end-to-end, and having had them watched on Tuesday, they were stronger today than they were then. Having said that, we've got to put the game to bed after 15 minutes. We've had 2 one-on-ones plus other chances, and if you don't take those, you always leave yourself a bit vulnerable. Credit to Hereford, as they came on to us, and I thought it was a great advert for non-league football. But we've got in some great areas towards the end and not quite pulled the trigger or not quite caused them a problem. We defended well, but we've conceded 2 poor goals, and though it looked like a foul on our keeper for the penalty. Both teams wanted to win, both were going for it end to end, and it was just a bit too open for me today and a bit too stretched, and I think we can do a bit better defensively. Some of the questions baffled me, but we have to patch ourselves up and get to it again on Tuesday night for what will be a long journey and a great game." The winner of Tuesday's replay will host Yeovil Town in the fourth qualifying round. This weekend, Hemel Hempstead are on the road at Chippenham Town in National League South. Their hosts currently lie third from bottom with just 1 win to their name so far.
We are coming to the end of this week's news. Sunrise and sunset times for this weekend are 7:08 a.m. and 6:33 p.m. Don't forget, for those with access to the internet, our news is uploaded to our website soon after the recording each week on Thursday evening. This can be found by visiting dtnhemel.org.uk. For those who are listening to this week's news on memory stick, please remove your memory stick carefully from the player and return it to us in the pouch provided. Turn the label over and post it back to us using any Royal Mail postbox. No stamp is required. Thank you for listening. Until next time, it's goodbye from all your readers and from Andrew, your technician for this week.